தேர்தலுக்கு இன்னும் சில நாட்களே இருக்கின்ற இந்த நிலையிலே பல தொகுதிகளில் இறுதி வெற்றியாளர் யார் என அறுதியிட்டு கணிப்பிட முடியாத தொகுதிகள் காணப்படுகின்றன. 2010 இருந்து கிரீன்வே தொகுதியின் லேபர் கட்சி பாராளுமன்ற உறுப்பினராக இருக்கும் மிஷேல் ரோலண்ட் அவர்களை சந்தித்து, எதற்காக புலம்பெயர் சமூகம் உங்களுக்கு வாக்களிக்க வேண்டும், கடந்த காலங்களில் பல இன்னல்களுடன் இங்கு வந்து குடியேறி வாழும் தமிழ் மக்களுக்கு என்ன செய்தீர்கள் என்ற கேள்விகளை கேட்டேன். அதற்கு மிஷேல் ரோலண்ட் அவர்கள் இப்படி பதிலளித்தார்.
I believe that many people who've come from migrant backgrounds have done so and chosen to make Australia home for a lot of different reasons, but one of the biggest reasons is because they want their children to have a better life than they had. And I think a lot of people realise that the best way for their kids to get the best start in life is to have a world-class education system. So over the past 3 years, I've been involved in making sure we invest very heavily in our schools, that we develop a new funding model that's based on need. And those needs can be varied. They include children with a disability, and they also include children who've come from migrant backgrounds. So funding based on need is a very important part of that, and specifically benefits children who've come from migrant communities. Look, I know this myself. My husband, his family are from Lebanon, and he came to Australia. They came to Australia, and shortly after he was born, and he couldn't even speak English when he started school. So it was very important to have the best support. And he's managed to do very well, as have so many people who've come to Australia and made Australia their home. There's a couple of other issues I'll mention briefly. Employment. Employment is a big issue for people coming from various migrant communities, making sure they understand not only their rights when they get a job, but also just the process of getting employment. And we've made sure we've invested very heavily in migrant-specific employment services. And just to give you an example, in the suburb of Toongabby, where many Tamils live around the Girraween Toongabby area, we didn't actually even have an employment agency until now. And I intervened, and we now have an employment agency just near the station in Toongabby. There's also health is a very important issue, I know, for many people from migrant backgrounds, and for Tamil people in particular, making sure they've got access to people who speak their language and who understand their concerns. We've made big investments again around the Toongabby and Girraween area in things like the Bridgeview Medical Centre, getting a lot of money for their expansion and their assistance in very specific issues like trauma services and bulk billing. And lastly, just as a matter of fact, I mean, our biggest caseload that I deal with here in the office is immigration matters, and many of those people come from Tamil backgrounds. We're always doing our best to assist them and to step in, especially for people who can't afford lawyers and migration agents. So I think overall we've managed to do a lot of very good things for people in our Tamil community, and me personally, I've been very involved in that and making sure we deliver on those needs.